This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. You think of it as a major wheat-producing state, but they say Kansas more and more will become a cotton producer. I'll talk about it after this.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Digger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride, more power to the ground, with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing.
They held the annual wheat quality tour in Kansas last week. Now I'm wondering if not too many years down the road, they may have the Kansas cotton quality tour. An extension soils and crop specialist at Kansas State University, Stuart Duncan, is giving 9 reasons why Kansas farmers will plant as many as 200,000 acres of cotton this year. He said they are expecting quite an increase in cotton. And Stuart Duncan says he's looking at 125,000 to 150,000 planted acres. He said some of his producer contacts believe that it could be as high as 200,000 acres of cotton in Kansas if the seed is available and if the weather cooperates. CoBank, a national cooperative bank serving rural America, says cotton acreage is going to jump this year for the nation as a whole. Acreage in Oklahoma expected to increase by 16%. Texas, by far the largest cotton producer in the country, will add 6%. And CoBank says Kansas will increase cotton acreage by as much as 40%. And in an article in the Southwest Farm Press, Stuart Duncan talked about those 9 reasons why Kansas farmers will turn more acres to cotton. Number 1, profit potential. The 2nd reason, profit potential. The 3rd reason, profit potential. Number 4, 2,4-D and dicamba-resistant varieties are available. Number 5, the price of cotton has remained high. Number 6, there are those concerns for irrigation water conservation. Number 7, short-season genetics have improved greatly the yield and the quality of cotton. Oh, number 8, did he say profit potential? And number 9, the big bale strippers are playing a role, too. I'll be back after this.